Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Day one of free agency. The unofficial two-day portion. Players, agents can negotiate with teams as of noon today. We're 3.5 hours in. The Commanders have made two splash moves, adding defensive end Dorrance Armstrong and center Tyler Biadasz. Both of those guys staying in the NFC East, both coming over from Dallas. So if you thought the Commanders were just going to pillage the Cowboys coaching staff, you were wrong. They continue to take a back to the Cowboys, denting them now from a player personnel standpoint. We wanted to get some insight on Armstrong and on Biadasz, and to do that, we welcome onto the show a gentleman who covered those guys and covers the Cowboys in Dallas. For the Dallas News, that's Calvin Watkins. Calvin, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, two moves, two Cowboys. I'm debating. People are very upset about this. I joked that we've got to come up with a name, whether it's the Calmanders or the Commanders, or you know, the we're not sure yet. We're still workshopping it.
How about the Washington Jerrys?
I think that'll get a big pushback as well.
you might be right.
Just like the Cowboys did. People didn't like that. But seriously, let's talk about these players here. So Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., bring in one of their own in Dorrance Armstrong. He only played about 42% of snaps last year, but he was productive. What is Washington getting?
They get a pretty good young pass rusher. Don't get caught up in the 42% snap count percentage. Dan Quinn, he rotated his defensive linemen. The only guy that played a whole lot was Micah Parsons. You know, Armstrong, DeMarcus Lawrence, Sam Williams, Dante Fowler, all those are the edge rushers. So he uses a lot of different guys. Now, I would assume that Armstrong going to Washington, that snap count might increase a little bit, maybe to 60%. But he was a pretty effective player. It's just that the price for the Cowboys was just too much for them.
His arms are super long. I was reading he does a decent job against the run. But from a metric standpoint, it seems like where he made his bacon was getting 16 sacks the last couple of years. Is he a guy that can play three downs and help against the run too?
He hasn't done that with the Cowboys, but I would assume in Dan Quinn's scheme, he's going to be second and third down guy. He's not going to be, you know, unless you're a star pass rusher, that's the only guy that's going to be in the field for three downs, and that's not Dorrance Armstrong. So he's a third down guy. He's good against the run, a lot better than I think people give him credit for. But I can't expect him to play, say, 70 snaps a week. So, like I said, he's a good rotation guy. His snap count will increase, but I wouldn't expect him to be on the field at all times.
Calvin Watkins covers the Cowboys. You're on Grant and Danny. Tyler Biadasz, the center, gets 3 years and $30 million from Washington to start in the middle of their offensive line. He was a Pro Bowler two seasons ago. Quantify that loss for Dallas.
Oh, they weren't trying to re-sign him, you know, even during the season when I asked him about, hey, you know, you're in your last year of the deal, and he was like, yeah, I am, and we'll decide how it plays out. The Cowboys never really made an offer to his agent, Joe Panos. They were looking to move forward, either trying to find a bigger type center or going to draft. And as you know, the draft is going to be rich with offensive linemen, guys who could play center or guard or just play tackle and that kind of thing. So Beatus is a pretty good center. I would say the Pro Bowl, he was an alternate, and then someone didn't show up or whatever, then he got moved to the Pro Bowl. That was the year they went to the flag football game. So he's okay. He's a pretty good center. He's a very intelligent center. He made all the line calls and that kind of thing is what you want. He's had some ankle issues over the last couple of years that he's been able to overcome. But he's a really good center. He's not this massive human being that you would like to see on your offensive line, but he's more than serviceable for what Washington's trying to do.
Bigger loss for the Cowboys, in your opinion, Armstrong or Biotis?
I would say Armstrong, only because you can find a lot of center guards in the draft. You know, Armstrong is a good fit, but you can find guys like Armstrong as well. But I would say losing Armstrong because he's a pretty good pass rusher. You guys are really going to like him in D.C. He's a good kid in the locker room, so we won't see too many problems from him. To me, the biggest loss for them is Armstrong because, as you've always said, you can never have enough pass rushers, and you let one go today.
Part of the theme of this offseason for Washington, we joke about how many former Cowboys coaches and players seem to be coming in, has been that it happens when you go get Dan Quinn, obviously, but it seems like as they strengthen themselves, they've weakened Dallas. I mean, what do you make of the departures of Quinn? And on the defensive side, Joe Witt Jr. has been really impressive when he's spoken publicly.
The Cowboys were expecting, you know, to lose Dan Quinn at some point. Last year, Jerry Jones went to Dan Quinn and said, look, get out of the coaching cycle and stay here with us one more year. And let's try to win a title together one more year. Dan Quinn said, cool. So at some point, they knew they were going to lose Dan Quinn. He almost left after his first year in 2021. So this was going to eventually happen. Joe Witt, there was some thought that Mike McCarthy wanted Joe Witt to stay in Dallas to become the defensive coordinator, and that probably would have been the better move. However, Jerry Jones, as you know, is the owner, general manager, and he likes defensive coordinators to be either former head coaches or guys who have done the job before. Joe Witt has never done the job before other than when DQ had COVID in the preseason game and Joe Witt had to take over for him. And another time DQ was sick, Joe Witt came in and helped out. Well, not helped out. He made all the play calls. So Joe Witt is more than capable of calling the defensive signals. So, you know, losing Dan Quinn was not unexpected, but I think losing Joe Witt was just because Mike McCarthy wanted Joe Witt to stay, and Jerry Jones said, nope, I want Mike Zimmer.
Wow. Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News here on Grant and Danny. So as far as the primer for Dallas's free agency window, it seems like a lot is still waiting on what happens with Dak Prescott. Am I reading that right from the outside in?
Yeah, they got two guys to take care of. They got to take care of Dak Prescott, and they got to take care of CeeDee Lamb. Cowboys were never really going to be big players in free agency anyway. So losing Biotis and Armstrong today is not a surprise. I'm just a little surprised at where they went. But then again, I'm not surprised because I look at who the head coach is. So Dallas has never been big players in free agency, despite the fact people always think they're going to spend money. The last time they spent big money was on Brandon Cook. And that was like almost 10 years ago, and he got like a $50.1 million deal. So, you know, what they're trying to do now is reduce Dak Prescott's $59.4 million cap hit in 2024. And then they're going to extend Dak probably four more years and give him an average salary of $60 million. And then CeeDee Lamb, as you guys know, is one of the best receivers in the game. They got to take care of him. And then next year, they got to take care of Micah Parsons, who's, you know, one of the top five pass rushers in the game. So those three players are going to take a lot of money on the salary cap, and the Cowboys are very tight in how much money they have right now, you know, with the cap, even with the cap space they got last week when they restructured Zach Martin's deal. So all this is about taking care of CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, and eventually next year, Micah Parsons. So losing guys today for agency, they knew this was going to happen.
Calvin, good info. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Hey, you take care of yourself. Thanks, man.
You as well. Calvin Watkins here on Grant and Danny. No Danny today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.